time for the Daily Dust, the actual Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay. The BET Awards happened last night, and Drewski hosted, who I was unfamiliar with, but Keke Palmer swiped the microphone from him at one point and showed him how it's done. Yes, go Keke, go Keke.
This should have been my gig. Why the hell would they have you host? And this is the problem. This is the problem with BET. They be tripping, because this should have been me. I got it. This next performance is by a Grammy Award-winning artist who came through dripping. It has been up till it's stuck. Give it up for the one and only Cardi B.
Go, Keke. Go, Keke. Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw will reportedly perform at the Taylor and Travis wedding on Friday. Insiders are calling it Wedding Palooza, as a wedding planner estimates it'll cost about $20 million. Don't look for Bruce Springsteen to add his name to the ever-growing list of artists doing farewell tours.
I don't even think about stopping. You know, if you created a body of work that's resonant, there's never going to be an East Street farewell tour, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he said, it's just my job and it's my pleasure. Michael J. Fox is now a Companion of the Order of Canada, which is his native country's highest civilian honor. He was awarded for both his Hollywood career and his advocacy for Parkinson's disease. Justin Bieber, another Canadian, surprised fans at the 2026 NHL draft in Buffalo on Friday.
Mr. McKenna, we would like to draft you to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs are his team that he loves. McKenna from Whitehorse, Yukon, walked out to Bieber's song, Yukon. A script for a St. Elmo's Fire sequel is actually in the works. We talked about this like 2 years ago. Rob Lowe says everyone wants to do it, and they're just working on getting the script right. Bringing back the Brat Pack? Yes! All right. David Harbour and Millie Bobby Brown will reunite as father and daughter for a spy series at Netflix. David will play a former FBI agent who returns to the field to find Millie's character who went missing on a mission. And Toy Story 5 kept the box office crown with $70
million. Andy's a real special kid. And to him, you're his buddy, his best friend.
Yeah. Supergirl had a $38 million opening. The Bear paid tribute to Rob Reiner in its final episode. He appeared in a few episodes back in season 4. And a dirt alert. And I could have put it in the Sword of Sports report, but I saved it for the Daily Dust because Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper responded to vulgar chants from Washington Nationals fans with a one-finger gesture, but wanted to clarify for reporters that it was not his middle finger.
Yeah, ring finger, though. So make sure that's out there. But yeah, I mean, obviously everybody heard it.
Everybody heard what they were saying. He played for Washington before joining Philadelphia back in 2019. And that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?